As we round out the first month of the regular session, Senator, a lot of talk this week about the shortage of propane and the increasing, rapidly increasing price of propane, not just here in Missouri, but throughout the country, it seems.
Yes, we in the Senate are trying to do all we can. We spent probably an hour, hour and a half one day on the floor visiting about this, talking about what we can do. We're encouraging the Attorney General to get involved in it, and he is now proceeding to do that. We've encouraged the Governor to get involved and find out the reason for this and trying to protect our Missouri citizens with this valuable need. I mean, we can do without a lot of things in life, but it's awfully hard to do without heat. And whenever you start looking at the prices of it, I've had two phone calls. People tell me they were charged $7.25 a gallon, and I can't imagine, you know, filling up a 500-gallon tank and $3,500 going out the window. And we have people that can't afford that. And it's going to have an effect on the price of food. It's going to have a lot of effect in a lot of different areas. And schools that heat with propane, we're just in a bind with this. And it's not the local dealers. The local dealers have been really good to work with. They're trying to make really small deliveries, stretch it out as long as they can. They're losing money oftentimes making these small deliveries. But it's not the local dealers. It is the suppliers of these local dealers that are really causing the problem. And there's several reasons for this problem. They say, well, the growing crop this year, the corn and grain, took a lot of extra drying because of the wet fall. Okay, we can accept that. But the big thing, I think, is the exports. And they built these terminals to export propane gas overseas. And then they put a lot of emphasis on supplying those terminals. And whenever they seen the supply dwindle here in the United States, they did not put emphasis on that. So the Propane Association's working with us, and we're trying to get something done to get some answers to why this happened. It's a problem. And our phones have just been lit up about people calling, wanting to know what we can do, what they can do. So my heart goes out to them, and we are not ignoring it. We are trying to do everything within our power to do so. It is a national issue. If you go to Iowa, I'm told that the price is a dollar a gallon higher up there. Go to Arkansas, it's a little bit cheaper. I've had manufacturers shut down, scared to death some of the chicken houses. If we start 3 hours without heat in a chicken house, the chickens are dead. There goes the price of poultry. Same with pigs. Price of pork can go up. And I would not be surprised they don't use this as an excuse or raise the price of gas, saying, well, they're having to switch the pipelines to propane instead of gas, so it's a shortage of gas now, and we all know how that game's played.
And it's rural Missouri especially that's hit by this situation.
Yes, the Attorney General at first didn't show a lot of interest in it, nor did the governor, and I don't think they understand our rural area. In most cities, they have natural gas, which price that's gone up, I think, due to this. But most cities have natural gas. If there's much of a way of population, a lot of people heat use electricity anymore. But our rural areas, where I live, the district I've got, it's a huge impact on our rural area.
Also this week, the Senate taking a lot of time on Senate Bill 507, which relates to boards, commissions, and vacancies, and also vacancies in elected offices in Missouri as well.
Yes, we've got one seat here in the Senate, and there's several over in the House that the governor has not called a special election for, and we're emphasizing to do that. Those people need to be represented here in Jeff City. It's their dollars that are up here, and they need to be represented. And so I'm not sure why the governor hasn't called this election. I think Congressman Smith's seat's been empty almost a year, getting close to a year. And surely during that time, sometime during regular elections, so there's not the cost of a special, but one candidate election, but there's been several elections that have came up during that time that he could have called for the election. It is his call. And so we passed a bill, finally passed it Thursday, that requires him to fill these vacancies. And at one time, there's several hundred board seats open. Some are very popular. The ones that people are after for the political purposes, they fill up pretty big. But these small boards, we're just not getting appointments. The boards can't meet, don't have quorum to conduct a meeting. And a lot of our state agencies depend on that. So it's getting to be quite a problem. So we're passing legislation to require those boards to be filled within a certain amount of time.
Along with getting those boards and commissions filled, have we reached the limit on all the boards and commissions? I think we have dozens, if not hundreds, of different boards now, and I'm hearing that's part of what makes filling these boards so difficult is there are so many of them.
There is too many boards, and people want to regulate, and we have all these boards, and then the boards want to split and divide off, and then they want powers to assess fines, and got one now that wants to expand and not use the process they're using, and if they do that, then they're going to want to hire a couple investigators for that board, and it's just a game. And I've just said, no, that's not going to happen as long as I'm in my Senate seat, that you're not going to be able to do that and expand that board's purpose. If they can come in with legitimate ideas, I can listen. But just for a power grab, no, that's just not going to happen while I'm here.